our end up, and they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
A very good morning as you begin your footy weekend right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. This show is brought to you by the official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. Your host today, myself, Chris Brownie, joined by Craig Bradford and Mal Hall. On the show this morning, we look at Blues and AFL news, and we look back at the game against the Crows and preview the big upcoming game against the Lions. Special guest interview today is with Carlton and AFL Life member Shane O'Sullivan. We cross live to the hyphen David Rees-Jones for the much-anticipated The Shirt Front, provide information on WA Blues events and anything else in footy we can squeeze into the hour. But as always, Craig, first, we couldn't do this show without our loyal sponsors.
Yeah, look, no, we definitely can't. We'd like to thank WA Blues major sponsor Hyundai WA, Platinum sponsors Allmark and Associates, Master Picture Framers in Cannington, Tech Tiger, Barbaro Butchers, and our good mate Arlton from Carlton at ICU Finance Group.
Well done, Craig. I can't... Something wrong with that mic there, mate. I can't hear you properly. But anyway, we'll see...
I got you loud and clear. It's all good.
It's all good. Okay.
First time I've been told that someone can't hear me.
Still can't hear properly. Anyway, all right. Well, while you're up and about, let's go on to Blues news.
Hopefully everyone can hear me. Okay. Well, obviously we're with our game at the Gabba tomorrow. The Blues welcome back five for Sunday's game. Making a handful of changes. One of the big inclusions, I think, is the return of Caleb Marchbank, playing his first game since around 13. And it also brings up his 50 career games in the AFL as well, too. And it also, another inclusion is Jack Nunes, who also, he brings up his 50th game in the Navy Blues today as well. So our ins for today, or tomorrow, sorry, is Paddy Dow, Caleb Marchbank, Jack Martin and Jack Nunes. The outs are Corey Dern managed, Matt Kennedy concussion with a fractured jaw, Nick Newman with his knee, Mark Pitchinette, as we were just discussing, managed, which is a strange one, and out of the side also goes Lockie Plowman.
Yeah, we've got a problem with your mic, Craig.
Maybe I need to take over maybe the just, Blues just, news. Just, hang on 2 seconds.
I'll just go into your mic.
Yeah, we'll just take over.
Go for okay. it.
Is that better?
That's better.
Is that better now?
That's a lot better.
Okay. Well, hopefully you all heard that. Durden and Pitternet have both been named as emergencies alongside Brody Kemp, Will Hayes, who has also taken the place of Lockie Fogarty after pulling up sore during training on Thursday. The medical sub will be announced, as we know, an hour before the game. We also like to congratulate Adam Sard, who will bring up his 150th AFL career game. After starting his career at the Gold Coast before moving to Essendon and finding his way finally to the great mighty Blues, this week he plays his 150th game. So congratulations to Sardy. This week also, as we mentioned last week, it's the annual Back Our Baggers game, which is partnered by Hyundai and is also reflected on the guernseys of the players' jumpers today, or tomorrow in Brisbane, sorry. So for the 26 people who have been assigned a guernsey this weekend, you'll see your name below the logo. So
shout out to one of our WA Blue Baggers committee members. Carmen's sister's made the back
well
of the
done.
Shirt.
Whoa,
so,
is
hey.
She lucky?
Yep.
She's very lucky. Coming off our horrible performance last week against Adelaide, we've copped a few more injuries. So, as I've spoken before, Matt Kennedy, he's out with concussion jaw.
2 weeks, too.
Yep. Yeah, they're saying end of the... He'll hopefully be right if we make the first week of the finals, which is not good.
Kennedy? I thought he was back.
Well, they're saying it's... Well, what I read on the thing, it was... Oh, no, sorry, I've got that one wrong. Newman, sorry. Yeah. Kennedy, they're saying, should return round 23.
Yeah,
it's Nick Newman with a deep cut to the front of his knee, which required some stitches. So they're saying that he won't be available till hopefully if we play the first week of the finals, he should be right to go. Corey Durden with his shoulder. He was subbed out Saturday night after injuring his shoulder.
It's a big out for us guys. He's been great this season.
Yeah, look, he was touch and go for this week, but I'm glad they've opted to go the path of resting him, because if he's not 100%, having issues with the shoulder myself, you just can't. You don't feel comfortable, so I'm glad they gave him that extra week to get over it. With those going down, we also had a bit of a shocker in the twos. Jesse's love child, Liam Stocker.
Yep.
He got subbed out with concussion as well, so he's gone into the concussion protocol, so he won't be available till next week either. So
we just left it too late with that game. Like, we went down by 29, was it 29 points, I think it was at the end?
The seconds?
Yeah.
Mate, Williamstown are like second bottom.
Yeah.
But we came back in the final quarter, and we came back hard. But and still. Just, it was too little too late.
Just anyway. A shocking weekend for all.
And as we know, Ed Curnow, I think his season's done.
Yeah.
I think so. Ed's done. Yeah, I think his body's telling him.
He's been a warrior for
us. Been a great player. As you said, he has been a warrior, but I think his body's just at that stage where it's
guys
done.
You know, we asked when we were talking to Zach Fisher the other, like, you know, Ed's one of my faves, and he's been for a very long time. And it's just so disheartening. He's not going to get that farewell game. He's not going to get what he deserves. And but it's what it is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, footy is one of those games it just got to take what you get.
Yep.
George Hewitt is a bit of a worry for me. He was listed, as I said last week, week by week, but they're now actually saying that it looks like he might not be ready for the rest of the season till at least round one of the finals. So,
and I actually think Brownie said that last week.
If that.
Yeah, well, as I said last week, they listed him as a week by week prospect.
You got to remember,
and it's this week they've come out and said he's done for the home and aways.
Yeah, Vossi's interview yesterday, he didn't put a line for him just yet.
No.
He did say that they've done something. Something's happened.
Yeah.
And they'll know early next week whether it'll respond or that's it for the year.
Yeah.
Now, you've got to remember, when he played for the Swans, he had that bulging disc problem that he was out for about 8 weeks. So let's hope it's
And like you said last week, a back's a back. And it's hard to...
Well, look at Oscar McDonald.
Yep.
2 years in a row.
No.
Let's fingers crossed. Let's hope whatever they've done there that he recovers and he's okay.
Yeah. So, and just an update on one of the other major ones is Zach Williams. They're saying now that he could be available for round 23. Now, I reckon if it is, he'll have to come through hopefully the VFL. I've got a game then.
Oh, you'd have to, for sure. You won't come straight back.
He won't come straight back in.
Too much.
Yeah. So nothing else has really changed with Jordan Boyd, who knows the year. Ed, we've just discussed. David Cunningham, still, he's got me. That's just a...
I don't understand why the club just don't come and tell you.
Why don't they just come out and say he's gone for the year?
Hey, what's the issue?
Yeah, I agree. There's still no... It's just to be advised. It's nothing that's ever changed with him for the last 6-7 weeks.
Yeah.
As we discussed, Corey Durden with Hewitt, Kennedy, Oscar McDonald, we know the year. Nick Newman, Parks is still the year. Stocker, concussion. So our list is still not good, but the injury list has sort of come down a bit. So
Not much.
But
no. But we also had some birthdays during the week. We must say to our great friend and absolute champion, Alex Jezelenko.
Your beauty!
77th birthday.
To the wing position on the member stand side. Oh,
Jezelenko!
Yeah, so happy birthday, Jezza. Also to our good mate that's helped us out quite a few times, Rich, 1987 Premiership player Richard Dennis, who turns 56 during the week.
On our Rocky.
Born in a great year, Rocky. 66, all great blokes were born then. And we also had Sam Phillip, who had his 21st during the week as well, too.
I've just noticed something about Rocky and yourself. You're both born in 66.
Yep.
Not a follicle between both of you. Yeah, go on, mate.
Thanks. Oh, okay, Mel's obviously got something.
No.
Off you go. No, I can tell by the way she's looking. Probably something I'm about to bring up in a minute, but let her go.
Okay, go for it.
No, let her go.
Okay.
I was going to actually, we've got to do a shout out to Spiro.
Cooker.
Yes.
Great Spiro.
Yes. And I knew you'd be down with this because he never actually made the fine, like the AFL grade team, but a great legend of our club that he played in our reserves. He was a premier, like he actually was the best on ground so many times for our reserves. So
great man, Spiro.
Great man. And also another thing I'd like to shout out is our Buzz. 41 years ago, he that took mark. That screamer.
Craig's got that on his list, you know.
Yeah, of course he does.
Well, if I ever get a chance to finish, maybe you might find out. But anyway.
And do you know what? It was actually pretty good to see Jezza down at the club with Greg Williams. Did you see that yesterday?
Saw that, yep.
Yep.
Craig had that too, you know.
Yep. And
I don't know why I do this. I might as well just not turn up.
And this is one I want to do a shout out to your daughter, Kirsten.
My daughter?
Yes. Did you guys see the banner last week? No? Yeah. I'll read it to you. It's great to be back in SA with our Blue Baggers Army. Just a reminder, Adelaide, it's a Palmer, not a Palmy.
Ah.
And we had this conversation at the function because obviously Kirsten's from Melbourne and I'm from WA, and we had a little bit of a discussion about a Palmer and a Palmy.
Oh, it's true. You can tell exactly which state you come from when you just say, what's a Parmesan? Anyway.
Anyway.
I think Craig's finished. He's gone. He spat the dummy. He's walked out the door. He's at it. He's gone. He's thrown. The toys are out of the bath. All right, Mel, let's move on to AFL and AFLW.
Well, no, I'm not actually.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm going to continue on with a bit more Blues news because this is a little bit disgraceful by the Adelaide Football Club, and it has to be brought to the attention, and it has been brought to the attention of the AFL, the treatment of our mate Sardi and the comments that were made publicly by someone in the cheers, like they were down near our cheer squad, and they made some very inappropriate comments towards Adam Sard. I am 100% behind Sardi on this. The person got taken away up to the back of the, but didn't get escorted from the club, like at the game. They actually got to come back and sit down, but then kept antagonising our cheer squad. Like my socials went off. Like the cheer squad were absolutely disgusted by what was being said. And I was given the heads up by our mate Paris, who's also on our committee, that Adelaide.
She was there.
She was there. Yeah. And this to me is absolutely disgusting. And
it's just too much happening all the time.
This is just racism taken to the next level, which is going to take me to the next topic, moving on to AFL news, is the Eddie Betts saga.
Or the Adelaide Camp saga.
Adelaide Camp saga is an absolute disgrace. And how could you put your hand up to be an Adelaide supporter? It is absolutely horrendous. When you actually look at the statements and what's actually gone on in that camp and the way that these players were treated personally, when they have...
Allegedly,
they have personally disclosed confidential information about their upbringings, and it has been used against them in a what they call a beat out, so to speak, and it's just not cool, and it's just, I think, good on Eddie. If anyone's going to make this publicly, like, it's going to be Eddie.
Yep.
So and
then Josh Jenkins come out.
Josh Jenkins, and his statement was actually more damning than Eddie's. So
it's not good, is it?
It's not good. And the fact is that both of these guys also went to the Players Association, and they went to the AFL after this camp happened back in 2018. They reported it, and now the biggest kick in the guts to these guys is that the AFL Players Association are saying they didn't receive enough information. And they are now saying that this information has just come to light, which these guys are going, that's absolute rubbish. You know, there's just no...
There's a lot to play out in this saga.
And the players are actually going to be lodged, like, they're actually seeking legal advice. Good. And it's actually going to the next level where they have... a South Australian lawyer's actually involved now, and they're going to be trying to take the AFL.
Ah, don't know how they go to the AFL. They'll be going to Adelaide, but I'm not sure about the AFL.
Well, the AFL...
Allegedly.
Everything's allegedly, but obviously the AFL back in 2018 did change legislations on the camps and pre-game stuff. And they had to be approved by the AFL. So they did do something back then, but they haven't done enough.
Anyway, a long lot to go for that before that gets sorted out.
Yes, and just a couple of other things, and you guys won't be happy with me with these ones, but couple of AFL legends are actually retiring. We've got David Mundy.
Oh, no, David Mundy and Josh Kennedy.
Yep, that's where I'm going.
Great footballers. Yep.
Absolute legends. And JK, champion. I had the pleasure of actually catching up with him the other night.
You never know, we could have him on the show one day. You never know.
Yeah. So, guys, just absolute legends. So, good on you, champions. Best of luck with everything.
All right. Well done, anyway. Well done. You're very passionate then. You got something else? Quick. You got no more? Good.
Oh, I do have one thing. Quick AFLW change. Quick. We are not playing at Icon for our practice match. We're at the G. So, we get a double header. How exciting is that?
That's great.
We'll be there.
We'll be there, anyway. All right, time now to go for a break and a few words from our sponsors. But when we return, we talk to none other than Shano, Carlton and AFL Life member Shano O'Sullivan. Go Blues.
WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here, we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues!
Hey Blue Baggers, Patrick Cripps and Darcy Vessio here from the Carlton Football Club.
Are you in the market for a new car?
Carlton's co-major partner Hyundai offers Blues members up to $1,000 cash back on any new Hyundai vehicle purchase.
For over 25 years, Hyundai has driven our club forward as a co-major partner, supporting us as players as well as you, our members.
From the Kona to the Palisade, there's a Hyundai vehicle to suit every Blue Bagger.
The Carlton cashback offer is available across all Hyundai dealerships in WA, so let us and Hyundai steer you in the right direction.
Terms and conditions apply. Head to www.carltonfc.com.au/Hyundai to find out more.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. TechTiger can help. For professional web design, digital marketing and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. TechTiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor. With over 20 years of experience, let Blair Buckingham, your master framer, help make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you are looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. Our display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2022 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers Cannington, come see us today.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. Now it's time to cross live to Carlton and AFL Life member Shane O'Sullivan. Good morning, Shane, and welcome to Breakfast with the Blues.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mates, before I let the panel ask you a few questions, mates, you've performed many roles for the club, which I'm sure will be discussed later.
Yeah.
Mate, can you tell the listeners, what's your current role now with the Blues?
My current role, Chris, is looking after all the past players and life members, and I occasionally, when needed, help out with our VFL team, and if they need any help in any other area, I jump in. Sort of been lucky to cover the whole gamut of AFL footy, so just been lucky to be in it for so long.
Shane, you had the privilege of being involved with Carlton in 1979 when the great Jezza was captain coach. How good was he, and you joining the club in a premiership year?
Yeah, it was was unreal. And I've got to admit that I was a Collingwood supporter before I started working at Carlton. So it was amazing to play Collingwood in that year as well. But Jezza was just amazing. In fact, he was down at the club yesterday having a look around at our new facilities, and we're reminiscing how during the day before the boys would get there, we used to get out the training track and pull along big tractor tyres with bricks in them. And I was sort of still playing VFA footy in those days, so it helped me a bit as well. But, I couldn't believe I was working with someone like Alex Jezalenko. It was an amazing year, and the boys were certainly fit that year for sure.
That's true, mate. Well, mate, after the 79 premiership at Carlton, all hell broke loose at the club with both the president, George Harris, and Jezza resigning before a vote of the members took place, of course, at the House of Stoush Festival Hall. With both George and Jezza being outvoted. Mate, what was it like after such a wonderful grand final win and then only a few months later all this hell breaks loose?
It's amazing. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was just at a country club where I grew up in Bunyip. I thought that those things only happen there, but you win a flag and have this sort of upheaval. It was an amazing sort of time. I can remember having our annual meeting at the Brunswick Town Hall and no mobile phones in those days. And I'm handing things up to everyone for a presentation. Then George gets up and makes a speech, and I'm thinking, I think he's going to resign here. And once he said those words, there was one phone box outside the town hall, and you should have seen all the journos racing out to try to get their story. But, it was sad, because it was, for someone like myself to just love their footy and to be involved in a club that won a flag and then to see it sort of fall apart like that, it was pretty disappointing. But, an amazing sort of year all over.
Yeah.
Good morning, Shane. It's Mel here. We're coming over on Wednesday for the 72, 81 and 82 reunion. These years it'd be great to catch up. But these years must have been an amazing time at the club. Over the 40-odd years, do you have a significant or favourite highlight or memory of being at the Blues?
Oh, gosh. Those 81, 82 were just pretty special time. I suppose, a lot of highlights, like I can remember when David Parkin came in the start of 1981, we had a practice match up in Bendigo against Richmond and we got absolutely smashed. And I can remember walking off the ground with David and Wes Loss and David saying, so we're going to be no good. Richmond are big and strong and, we're going to get killed when we play them in the first round. And we just had Bizzusto and Kenny Hunter join us that year. And anyway, I can remember saying to him, look, I know you're not going to believe me, but we'll beat Richmond in the first game. These blokes, practice matches don't count. Well, David just about ripped my head off. And sure enough, we played Richmond in the first game and out at Waverley, and Kenny Hunter and Bizzusto were just outstanding, and we beat the Tigers. And I said to David, see, I told you what these blokes like. That practice matches aren't as important as when it really counts. So that was one of the real sort of highlights, and just working with David Parkin was, I couldn't wait for every Saturday to come in those days to hear him talk. And I was lucky enough to be on the end of the phone on match days to give the message to the runner and things like that. And gosh, I just learnt, really what footy was all about. And he was just ahead of his time, and he'd even be a great coach to this day as well.
Mate, over your 40-odd years in the VFL, AFL, you joined the Brisbane Bears, the expansion club, in 1987, I think, as a general manager of football. Like, how hard was it setting up a new club in a non-football state as such?
It was tough. It was really tough. When you're sort of, we're trying to, you're selling a bit of a dream and what might be sort of thing. But it was an exciting time as well. I can remember, it was early January 87, flying up to Brisbane from Melbourne with about, 40 people, all sort of looking forward to what was ahead, players and wives and children and things like that. It was an amazing time. And I suppose the only thing was, the people running it at those times didn't understand that you know, the boys were, you know, used to working and having a job and playing footy. So that was tough to get them work up in Brizzy as well. But no, it was also, as I said, exciting. I think every time we all stayed at the Park Royal Hotel, and as someone got a house, it was a housewarming every Friday. So there was a lot of housewarmings over the journey. But to win the first game when no one gave us a chance was a pretty big highlight, not just for myself but for the club as well. But yeah, it was tough times trying to, you know, get people to come in lots of ways, and we had to sort of pay, you know, a bit over the odds to get people there. But you know, in the long run, it's great to see how you know, the football is up in that up in Queensland, how popular it is now.
Shane, you recruited to the Mighty Blues probably one of our greatest captains ever in Stephen Kernahan. Also that same year we had Bradley, Motley, Doherty. Would this have been one of your best recruiting coups to Carlton in your time?
Well, my wife thinks I've lived off Stephen Kernahan for my whole 40-odd years. And I'm happy to, if that's the case, I'm happy. Just a quick story, if we've got time. I can remember when I started, Wes Loft, a great Carlton man, player, premiership player and chairman of selectors, said, you've got to find me a Royce Hart. And I can remember going to your neck of the woods for the under-16s in a carnival in Perth, and I come back and I said, I found Royce Hart. And they said, no, they've been there. I said, I'm telling you, I found a Royce Hart. And it was Stephen Kernahan. I said, the only trouble is his dad's the general manager of Glenelg, and you know how much South Australians hate Victorians. But, you know, and in the long run, to the great thing about the Kernahans, they're just lovely, great people. And his dad said to me, you know, look, there's a lot of clubs chasing. We'll pay our own way over, and whoever gets Stephen can reimburse us. And, you know, in those days, players would come over and speak to four or five clubs, and, you know, you're paid for them to come, and you've missed out. But, yeah, Stephen's just outstanding, and, you know, still no different from the day I met him as a 15, 16-year-old, more happy to sit in the corner with his Crown Lager and enjoy the boys' company, and, you know, still so passionate about the club, and comes down as much as he can.
Yeah, mate, he's a good bloke. We haven't met him over here. He's fantastic. Shane, mate, you would have met some colourful characters in your time at the football club, none more so than Leo Brooks. Now, let me tell the listeners who don't know, but Leo is the grandfather to Jason and Mark Moran from the Underbelly gang wars in Victoria. So and Leo was the doorman and housed a number of players. Any stories you can tell us there?
Well, I can tell one on myself. you know, long time has passed, so I don't think I can get arrested or anything. I got my... Leo, you just mentioned some very notorious Melbourne people.
Yeah.
And Leo was, you know, sort of acquired a lot of different goods. And I can remember getting my going away outfit from Leo's Emporium upstairs. So, and I think Wayne Harms had the same jacket on when we were going around and the saying goodbye to everyone. But Leo was an incredible guy, to be honest. Like, you know, as you just said who he was connected with. But, gosh, if anyone did anything, you know, Leo saw nothing in the, say, the world that we're not used to. But anything to do with Carlton Footy Club, he would dob them straight in if the boys did the wrong thing. Carlton Footy Club was everything to him. But, you know, gosh, he'd had, you know, Mike Fitzpatrick and Mark McClure, Peter Vizzusto, just to name a few that had lived at Leo's place. And I think most lunchtimes, a lot of us would shoot around there for a bread roll and ham and cheese. And, yeah, it's just a great identity around. But, yeah, I suppose at the time I didn't realise who he was connected to in lots of ways. But, yeah, a great stalwart for Carlton.
Yeah.
Look, Shane, you've been involved with Carlton for such a long time, and you've seen a lot of coaches come and go. I think you might have already answered this question. Is there one coach that stands out to you, and why?
Oh, gosh. You know, look, I've been really lucky, you know, to, you know, work with people like David Park and, you know, Dennis Pagan, Mick Malthouse. You know, I was lucky enough to, you know, get Mick to Footscray and see him start his career pretty hard, but look, I suppose successfully, you'd have, you know, I suppose David's sort of certainly stands out because I was involved with him when we won, you know, three flags. As I said earlier, well before his time, I can remember when he first started at Carlton, we had a hills run and he said to me, "Where's the water for the boys, you know, at the end of the runs?" And I said, "Well, you don't do that." He said, "Yes, you do." So, you know, in those days you had to just gut it out and things like that. But when David came, you know, such, you know, up to date with sports science and everything like that. So, yeah, I suppose he's the one. And as I said, I look forward to every Saturday. And, you know, and I must admit, Dennis and Mick were quite characters too. There's some stories I'd like to tell, but they're not really fit for on radio.
Maybe you can let us know on when we're down there Thursday, yeah. Mate. No, yeah. It's okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Listen, also, Jack Elliott, like, he bled navy blue, like, yep. And he was just an icon. What was it like working with Big Jack?
Look, I thought he was magnificent, you know, in the early days and things like that. And I must admit, you know, he really put you under the pump and made you really think outside the square and things like that. The sad thing, I think, at the end, you know, footy was changing and you just can't keep bashing City Hall and they're going to get you eventually and, you know, our salary cap, you know, just killed us and, it, you know, it's taken us well over 20 years, to be honest, to recover from that. But, you know, certainly, you know, great contribution to the club and certainly, you know, made sort of, you know, was mad Carlton, still was till the, you know, the day he passed, he certainly, every time you saw him, "Are you still here?" and things like that. So when are we going to win the next premiership? All those sort of things. So, you know, a great contribution. But just, as I said, near the end, probably just wasn't moving, you know, the way footy and society was at the time.
Shane, I'm just going to touch on a couple of things that have gone down this week, especially with Eddie Betts and yep. what he went through at Adelaide. And, you know, how happy were you to see Eddie return to the club? And also Adam Saad and what we went through last week at Adelaide. Mm. How disgusting is his behaviour and what's your thoughts? I know there's an investigation going on, the club's actually, yep. But what's your thoughts on this kind of behaviour?
Oh, look, I don't understand it, to be honest. I mean, you know, gosh, we're privileged to have these athletes play the game and, you know, I'm pretty biased towards Eddie, I'll be up front. I think he's just one of the best young individuals, you know, I've ever been involved in. An amazing father now is probably, I reckon, his greatest achievement. The way I see him with his five kids is just incredible. I was lucky enough in the hub to help Anna and the kids, and that was a real joy. And, you know, Adam Saad, well, gosh, he's got the greatest sense of humour when he's at the club. The boys love him. And as I say, I just don't understand, you know, why we have to, you know, carry on like that, you know, in the crowd and just hopefully these sort of things are going to come to an end, hopefully, and just enjoy watching players play the game. As we should be enjoying it.
Yeah, totally agree, mate. Mate, well, one thing I need to tell the listeners, you were awarded the prestigious Jack Titus Award in 2014 for excellence in football. How big of a thrill was that for yourself?
At the time, I was you know, really over the moon because of some of the great Carlton people that had won it as well. So I was really, really excited, and I suppose just, you know, I suppose just being in the game a long time, it sort of, as you get older, reflect on these things and really appreciate, you know, the award and the recognition from the game.
Mate, I know you've got to board a flight very shortly to get to Brisbane, so we'll wrap it up there. Mate, you've been involved in football for over four decades. You've served the mighty Blues for many of them. On behalf of the entire WA Blues community, thank you very much for the work you've done over your time at the club and for also sharing some of your precious time with us today. Let's hope the boys are up for the battle, and as always, go the Blues.
Go the Baggers.
Thanks a lot, and look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Shane.
See you, mate. Thank you.
See you guys. Bye.
spoke really well.
The great Shane O'Sullivan. Now, he's just a ripper of a bloke.
Great knowledge.
He's just fantastic. And
that legend of our club.
Oh, absolute legend of our club. And it's great that he's given up his time because he's about to board a plane to get to Brisbane for the game
tomorrow.
That
was good.
So anyway, we've got just a couple of minutes before we go for a break, but just need to let everyone know we've got our function on tomorrow at the Carl Hole Hotel and Distillery. Free event. 12:30 it starts. We're in the back bar because we know the weather's going to be no good, so we're not out in the rain. Again, there'll be members. Don't forget to bring your 2022 membership card in order to be in the free members raffle. Raffle item: I believe we're going to have it's match worn team signed jumper from 2021. So get along. We're also going to have we'll be selling also our end-of-year raffle tickets as well. And remember, there's $7 pints, $10 kids' meals, awesome food, delicious homemade gin. And let's hope we get a big crowd like we did last Saturday night. Even though the win, we didn't get the win, but let's hope we get a crowd.
Wasn't that a great function we had? It was awesome.
Kuda was fantastic, actually.
He was,
Yeah, it was great. So get along. Also, too, we've got the last game against the Magpies. That's going to be huge.
It's cracker.
We could have a special legend down there from the Carlton Football Club. It could be a guy by the name of Sid Jackson.
Oh, you weren't going to say anything you said. Couldn't help yourself, could you?
We're 98.
We're not 100%, but we're nearly there,
I'm not going to say who it is.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, time now to go once again for a few words from our sponsor. When we return, we've got our great mate on Breakfast with the Blues, David the Hyphen Reece Jones. Go the Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the mighty Blues. Here, we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues! If it's your first home or if it's time to renovate, refinance or invest, ICU Finance Group is here to help make it happen in residential and commercial finance. Alton D'Souza, the sole director, is someone who shops around for the best loan features that are suitable to your individual circumstances. He will manage the process from start to finish. For every loan, Alton will donate $500 to Carlton Respects. Call Alton D'Souza now on 0407 998 768, ACL 441658. We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialist in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honor boards, banners, awards, labels. Who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark, engrave, print, identify, Charles Street, North Perth.
When you want the highest quality meat with friendly service and value for money, only one name should come to mind. Barbaro Butchers. It's a name renowned in WA and across Australia since 1987. Their high standards, premium products and impeccable service is what sets Barbaro Butchers ahead of the rest. Delivering the highest quality cuts of beef, pork, lamb and chicken, they can even provide catering packages to suit your needs. Drop in and see Raff and the team at 120 Cockman Road in Greenwood or call 9247 4244. Barbaro Butchers, proud supporter of Breakfast with the Blues.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Craig Brayford.
Breakfast
with the Blues. It's now time to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here on Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist and premiership hero, David the Hyphen Reece Jones. Good morning, David, and how are we today?
Very good today. But I'm going to be the first to admit I got it absolutely 100% wrong last week.
I got
couldn't
it
have
right.
been any further. I don't think I've ever been more confident. And I should have looked back at what they've done to us in the past and thought about it and thought, God, they're going to let us down sooner or later. And very disappointing. Very disappointing.
Mate, I don't know what it is over there. We haven't won at Adelaide
ever since
we played there. One thing, though, this is where I can't get it. Cripper had 41 disposals, including 21 contested possessions, 13 clearances. Sam Walsh had 40 touches. Yeah, they tried to wheel the boys over the lines, but we got smashed around the ball. Mate, how does this happen?
I think above the shoulders. I think it was 23 missed tackles, and I saw a few of them highlighted during the week. I'll be upfront and honest with you. I went down to Tassie, as I mentioned to you last week, and didn't see the game. I had it. I recorded it. And after speaking to people before even watching it, I decided to delete it. So I didn't even put myself through the misery of having to watch it, to be honest. So I never saw a ball kick. But I did look at the stats, and if you looked at those raw stats of kicks, handballs, and so forth, you would have thought Carlton would have won easily, you know, with especially with Cripper and Walsh having 40 plus each, and I mean, it just the only thing I would have liked to have watched it was to see, you know, where they did let themselves down. But as I said, I couldn't put myself through it, so I didn't do it.
Hi, Fitzmel. 89 turnovers. That's where, yep, I think it just, we just lost it. It was just terrible. It was horrible.
Yeah, and once again, you start to look at little things that may have, you know, I mean, the Silvani thing was, the dropping of Jack, you know, the little things like that sometimes can, and I think you look at it this week with Pitnet going out, and you think, well, hang on a minute, they're not too sure about what they're actually doing with their ruck stocks and how they're going to... I mean, we're only a few weeks off finals if we get there, and they're still playing around with the team. They should be set in their ways, and if Pitnet is going to be the number one ruckman, he should be playing and getting those games into him leading into a final series, and, you know, you go with your best. So I'm a little bit staggered by the selection process over the last couple of weeks.
Well, I can't believe they've actually said Pitnet managed. Like, as you said, he's played a couple of games in the twos. He came back last Saturday night. It looked like he couldn't jump, to be honest. He just stood there like he was our ruckman, but he didn't jump at all. But I totally 100% agree with you. If he's going to be, and he was early days, he was the drive out of the centre for us. I can't believe they're managing. Surely he would have played this week. Nope. We gotcha.
He's getting a bit of confidence in the ability to jump and land. Because obviously that's how he heard it last time, yep, jumping in and copping that knee across him. But you really, because, you know, I mean, when you are jumping, you also have to land. And if you haven't got that confidence in your body, and it takes a little bit of time, you know, so it's one of those things that I think I mentioned about 3 or 4 weeks ago with Charlie Curnow. It's great to see him taking, you know, running and taking pack marks and really jumping and launching himself at the ball, because you know, with all his knee problems, it's taken him a long time to get to that that situation where he's really confident to be able to launch himself at the ball and land and not hurt himself. So a lot of it is up top, but I'd be playing in just to get the, as you say, get those games in and get a little bit of confidence into him. I don't think being managed is going to help him in any way, shape or form, and let's see if he's, you know, if he is right to go or not.
It's funny you talk about that, because I've had a lot of supporters that aren't Carlton have come to me and said that how the De Koenig Silvani ruck combination looks so much better than what the Pitonet De Koenig one done. I thought that's where we got slaughtered in the middle, was when Pitonet was actually in there. We were second to the footy. We wouldn't chase. We couldn't tackle. I just thought they made a big selection mistake, and that's what I was worried about. And the fact that we haven't won a game in Adelaide, which is why I thought that was a real danger game for us last week.
Yeah, look, I mean, you look at one game, but you look at early in the season when we had Pitnet to Conning, you know, rotating in the ruck there. We're a dominant, dominating through there. We're getting our hands on the ball first. I think I mentioned, you know, after the Footscray game, you know, they kicked all those points, but if they had got the ball back in the middle, we were so dominant in that, you know, with that 6-6-6 setup to start after a goals kick, that we were able to get the ball out of the middle and just, you know, beeline into our forward line. So we were very strong in that area early in the season, and I think it's more down to where Pitnet is with his body and his confidence himself, and that could be the issue that needs to be addressed, really. And if he's not quite, you know, up to it, then you go with De Koenig and Silvani for the rest of the year and let Pitnet get ready for next year.
I was just about to say that maybe they should have gave him a few more games in the twos to actually get him ready. Like, you know, for me, he just didn't look confident either. You know, he just
Then again, there's only one place. There's one place to find out, and that's if that is the case, I reckon they would have recognised it by now, and hopefully do something about it. But if that is the case, then you put him away for the year, and I don't think I'd ever play him in the seconds, to be honest. I'd just put him away, put him aside, and
get him ready for next
year.
Let
him build stuff up, and have a good pre-season and be ready for next year.
Hi, we've got Brisbane tomorrow. We've got a couple of ins. We've got Martin, Dow, Cam, Fogarty.
Yep.
Don't we? No,
keep going, Mel.
Martin.
But I think Jack's actually...
Martin, Nunes, Marchbank and Dow.
There we go. Thanks, Hife. How do you think we're going to go? I think having Matt Kennedy out in the centre is going to be massive for us. This is crucial for our run home. We've got Melbourne and Collingwood to follow. How do you think we're going to stand up?
Well, I shouldn't really say this, but I think the one thing that most people picked up on and a lot of people mentioned to me yesterday is, thank Christ, bloody Plowman's out. People have been calling for that all year, but I feel a bit sorry for Lockie, actually. I
do too.
He tries hard and he does butcher it a little bit here and there, but anyway, he has a crack. But I think Martin is the most important one in there. He really gives us something different down on our forward line. I think we've been a bit predictable. I think our smalls haven't been quite up to it and up to their early season form. I think they're getting worked out, so it's making it a bit harder for our forward line to get the score on the board. But Martin really does add a little bit of class down there and something special. And if you're not tight on him and you're not paying attention to him, he'll cut you up. So it's good to see him back on the forward line anyway. But and Marchbank, of course, look, he's been through all those all his injuries and his woes along that way. And Paddy Dow's obviously earned his place back in there, but he needs to grab it. He really this is the opportunity for him. And if you're grabbing him before the game, you'd shake him up and say, listen, this is your one opportunity to become a fully fledged AFL footballer, and you just got to throw it onto him that way.
Mate, you just ruined my next two questions. I was going to ask you about Marching. I was going to ask you about Martin, but and Dow. So, but I just hope that they bring their pressure game and actually can hold tackles this week, because I watched one bit there last week where I think Fogarty just arrogantly just pushed three of our guys aside, and it was just soft footy.
I did see that little bit where he just walked through them like they weren't there, sort of thing. Yeah. And tackling is another thing that's all above the shoulders as well. I look at one of the best tacklers I saw, in going back a few years now, was a bloke called Tony Liberatore, who would have been the smallest bloke out there, but he grabbed blokes and never let go. And he just had a fierce will to tackle and tackle hard, and he was a great tackler and probably the smallest bloke one of the smallest blokes to play our game. So it just goes to show you don't have to be, a big muscle man to be able to... Hopefully they looked at Collingwood last night. Collingwood, and I hate to say this, but they were fantastic, and the pressure they applied to Melbourne was terrific, and was what got them over the line. And we were doing that early in the season too, so it's not as if we can't do it, And they just need to lift a bit from the shoulders up, I think. And from what I've heard this week, I think it was back at the hotel. They were addressed in a pretty stern way by Vossi, and that's where it's all started this week. And hopefully they got the right attitude going into tomorrow's game.
Hi, if we haven't beaten the Lions for the last three times we've met, we played them, I'm quite concerned about Lachie Neale. The matchup, I'm hearing Walsh is going to be matched up with Lachie Neale. What do you think?
Walsh won't go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I hope if they do that, that Walsh goes head-to-head with him and not not a negative-type role anyway. But although Lachie Neale has shown in the past that he doesn't like, you know, that hard tag. So, yeah, but I don't think Walsh would be the man for that because you're robbing Peter the Pope Paul there. And, you know, you've got a myriad of other players in that Brisbane. Look, they're a very good team. Very good team, and they're going to rebound hard too. Obviously, they got embarrassed on the MCG last week, so you know, a lot of talk about them not being able to win in Melbourne. So that would have hurt them as well. So I think you've got two teams who are coming out who've got a point to prove, and yeah, mate, the best team winner may be Carlton.
Yeah, hope so.
Mate, we haven't, as Mel touched on, the Lions have beaten us last three times, but we haven't beaten them up at the Gabba since 2013. It's going to be a nice sunny day there tomorrow, 22 degrees. We know it's always one in the middle of the ground, and we know Lachie Neale's a superstar, but we've got our own superstars. And as you've said, if we don't bring that pressure, and hopefully, and what's been come out of the club with the media, it's all been about, like Wiedering said, bring the mouth guards, and everyone said about the tackles. We just hope and pray that they bring that pressure and they just don't waltz through us, because, as you know, Brisbane up at the Gabba, they get a run on, they're going to be damn hard to stop.
Oh, look, it's going to be a tough ask at the best of times, let alone coming off a pretty bad loss last week. So, you know, all the cards have really got to fall in our favour in some way, shape or form. But I just think they've got to, and having a bloke like Michael Voss there as your coach, I think the respect he's earned by the way he's played his football, and I just think they'll come out there with a bit of a hard edge, and that's what they need. They really need to have a hard edge, and that's, you know, right down to the smallest player. You need to be ready to go out to battle and win the game.
You mentioned Paddy Dow before. His form in the VFL's been phenomenal. Do you see this as his big chance to prove a point?
Has to be.
It is his chance. Mm. You know, this is it for Paddy Dow. If he can't perform, then you know, basically, I don't know who'd be looking at him. But I don't think he'd be part of Carlton next year. And that's a sad thing to say for a high draft pick, and he's a terrific young bloke and all, but you've got to put the performances on the board, and it's no good playing well in the VFL. You know, no one really remembers who won the VFL Premiership last year, but they definitely know who won the AFL Premiership, and that's what we're all here for.
Yep. Correct.
Hyfe, after a couple of years in waiting, the Spirit of Carlton, we've got our big function on Thursday. Chris and myself are pretty excited. We're going to be catching up with you. So is there a lot going on? Is it behind the scenes? I know you're heavily involved in the Spirit of Carlton.
Yeah, it is. I think they've got nearly 1,000 people going, and all the guys who can attend from the 72, which is going to be great, 50 years, you know, from the 72 grand final. But we've got a lot of blokes from the 81, 82 flags who are going to be there as well. So there's going to be a lot of Carlton royalty there, premiership players everywhere. And, I think Carlton supporters are really excited after a couple of years off that we can get there and have a great day. It's a real footy day. We have, you know, we try and make the footy day. We don't get too much into the politics of what's going on around the place. It's just a pure footy day, and I think that's why the supporters love it so much.
Mate, touching on that, I'm not sure if you can comment on this, but you did mention last week that old Soss got a bit dirty because J-Soss got omitted, and has he sort of mellowed, and is he signing any merch that you need to use for the Spirit of Carlton function?
I haven't got back to him, and I can understand his point of view, and so I've just let that one slide.
Go through to the keeper, fair enough, mate.
That's it.
All right, well, we'll let you go. We'll wrap it up. Let's just hope that the Blues come out firing tomorrow, and look, it win, lose or draw, so long as they give their best, that's all supporters want to see. They don't want to see that rubbish they dished up last Saturday night, so let's hope they get up. So, and as always, mate, go the Baggers.
Go the Baggers.
We've got to bounce back.
All right, mate. Thanks Dave.
See you, Reece.
There you go. The great man.
Yeah, says it how it is.
He does say it as it is. Look, sorry, just before, we've only got a few minutes before we go, but there's just been an SMS come through, and on the SMS, Craig, and I'm not sure what this means, but the SMS says a guy on here says Alton, he says he wants to say hi to Trevor. What does that mean? anyway, we'll move on.
We'll be nice on air and say Alton.
We'll move on from that.
We'll move on from that.
Anyway.
Oh, do you want me to explain it?
No. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Look, just before we go, we've got the big function tomorrow at the Carlisle Hotel and Distillery. Free events. Bounce Downs 120. We play the Lions, as we all know. We're in the back bar, so we're out of the elements and the rain and the wind. 12:30 starts our function. It's a free members. Bring your 2022 membership card in order to be in the free members raffle. Raffle item is match worn. It's signed by the whole team, but it was match worn by Levi Casbolt. But it's signed by the whole team. So certificate of authenticity there. We'll also be selling the end of year raffle tickets because it's nearly the end of the year, and they're great prizes, those. So there's five different great prizes on that one.
That's a ripper, that 95.
Oh, yes, that's fantastic. And also, too, it's a Carlisle. Look, they look after us. $7 pints, $10 kid meals, awesome food, delicious homemade gin. It's just a great place. Get down there, Blue Baggers, and support the mighty Blues tomorrow because we need a win badly.
We do.
We've got three games to go, and they're three tough games against top eight, like really top four
sides.
Contenders we're talking about. So let's get down there and let's cheer on the boys and let's hope we have a win. Anyway, what a great show. Big thanks to our mate, as always, David Rees-Jones. Great shout out to Shano Sullivan. Great interview. The man's got a wealth of knowledge. He's been in AFL, VFL for over 40 years and he's just been fantastic. Anyone you speak to just says he's just such a lovely guy. So thanks for that, Shano. I know you're probably on a plane as we speak for giving us your time before you jump on that plane and go to Brisbane. So anyway, guys, once again, keep listening to 91.3 Sport FM. And as always,
go Blues.
Go the Baggers.
And they will know that they've been playing against the fans.